She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, here we go. Here we go. Another my wife hates me.
Oh, first of all, you had it on the wrong thing.
There we go. Now we're up and recording. Look, it looks so much better. What did I have it on?
Are you wrong thing? Do you see yourself in there? No, you don't.
Okay.
So you don't have it right.
There. Now I have it right. Wait, hold on. There you go. Is that better? I think I'm going to shave my beard today. Enough with this. It looks stupid, doesn't it?
It's a little raggedy. Looking.
It's raggedy? What do you mean by the raggedy? I don't get what that means.
Neat.
Why? It's cut neat. What do you mean it's not here?
Okay, it looks great. I don't think you should shave it.
There, move over a little. Can you without knocking everything over? There we go. I don't know about raggedy, but it makes me look older than I am. What do you think?
I just told you what I think, and you argued with me, so no one could tell you what they think.
I didn't argue. I go, what did you mean by raggy?
I did, and then you said, no, it's neat. So you did argue. It's not neat. It's like all different lengths.
No, it's...
Okay, it looks great.
No, I don't like it, but it's not raggedy.
Okay, it looks nice, but if you don't like it, change it.
Thank
Is that what you want? I mean, what do you think then?
What do I think?
No, you just asked me what I thought. You go, what do you think? And then I said, I think it looks raggedy. No.
Well, because raggedy isn't the right word to say. Maybe you say, well, I don't like the gray in it, or I don't like how it makes you look. Maybe it makes you look
older. To me,
older,
it looks a little raggedy. It's not neat. To me. It looks patchy.
That's how it grows.
So it still looks like it.
Whatever. Say you don't like your hair, you're going to get a cut. What do I think?
Huh?
Ask me the same question. It's how you
I just got
that.
A cut.
Yep.
2 days ago.
But pretend you didn't get a cut. And this is how you answer someone.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to get my hair cut. What do you think?
No, say, I hate my hair.
I hate my hair. Should I get it cut?
Cut your head off. No.
Oh, you really let it sit there for a long time. You let that sink in. Wow.
Sorry, that stunk. That wasn't funny. It wasn't even... it's like an open micer. Oh, I got to tell you. So I'm doing the show last night. Some brewery. It was fun. Well, two things. We got paid at the end, and I thought I was getting, you know, for the one show, $800 for
Why do you tell people the amount?
I don't care, because this is the story. I have to tell the amount.
Okay, I'm going to go,
listen to the story. Don't
no,
go.
You're like, as I said, you're an emotional bruise in any little tiny
An emotional
poke,
bruise.
You go, ow, that hurts. So you asked me what I thought of your beard. I told you what I thought.
No one.
You yelled at me. Now I said, oh, don't tell. You're like...
No.
So quick.
No one's ever said you're an emotional bruise.
Well, I'm glad it made you happy, but I've actually said it to you 100 times.
Not an emotional bruise. People have got, oh, you're an emotional mess. You're an emotional this. But
well, who cares what the saying is? I'm allowed to use my own thoughts and words.
Yeah,
you're
you
like a walking around like you're a bruise, and anytime anybody says anything, you go, "Nyeh!"
You can't make up sayings.
Yes, you can. Yes, how do you think? Whoa, we can only use words and phrases that have already been invented. What do you think creativity is?
Oh, really? So that's what you're...
You hate movies. You're always like, there's no new movies. It's all remakes and blah, blah, blah. And yet... This is your actual true deep thought. It should only be remakes.
No, no, no. It's not at all. But, you know, just like whatever. Can I tell the story? I'm not going to argue.
And also, didn't you just do a 12-step meeting today? Like, aren't you supposed to be more enlightened or something at this point?
I am. That's why I want to tell my story.
Oh, stories. Now your voice has changed. Now that you remembered that you're, oh, right. I'm sober and it's a better life. Ooh, doo, doo, doo. Why, my darling wife, may I finish my story? By the way, you know, when you do a podcast and you tell a story, sometimes people have questions or they, you know, you can add to it. And then you just take your time, tell them what they need to know, continue.
Uh-huh, yeah. I get
turn, let me tell the story.
First of all, you exaggerate too much.
I exaggerate just slightly to make my point.
Okay. Let's relax. We got off on the wrong foot.
Your raggedy beard is really distracting. Do you have a huge hair hanging out right here?
So I'm doing the show last night. What was last night? Wednesday, right? We were supposed to get 800 apiece, three of us all headliners. And
can't believe you guys are doing shit for that, but okay.
For what?
Go ahead.
For that little money?
Mm-hmm.
$800 on a Wednesday. That's not, what are you talking about? People work fucking all week.
I'm not talking about other people.
I know. You're right. I'm a $10,000 act.
Okay, go
ahead.
That's
what I should get. Oh, Jesus. But I didn't mind doing it. It was a lot of fun.
God forbid I weigh in. Go, please. Tell your story.
Oh, really? I can't believe you're writing for the for what
you're
writing.
You say it
for,
to me constantly.
For that price.
I did take a lower
amount can't believe
than
it.
I should have taken.
Okay, well, I took a lower amount than I should have taken last night. Cause I
okay.
Wanna... So, 800. Then the guy gives me a check at the end of the night. I guess he didn't do the number. I mean, he did well, as much as you can for the limit he's at the place, but he gives me a check for $666, 666. I said, go write me another check. I'm not leaving with that check in my pocket.
Why? Who cares?
He ended up
so
giving.
Weird. I don't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, I do. I'm
last night I put a, or yesterday morning I put a hat on your bed and you flipped out.
Yeah, you know, I didn't. God, do you always say, I flipped out or I just said, hey, take the hat off the bed.
You didn't say, hey, you go, don't put a hat on the bed. What are you, nuts? What are you, crazy?
Yeah. It's unlucky.
Somebody made up that phrase a while ago and we have to obey it.
It's, you know, make fun.
Oh, no, I won't. Oh, I shouldn't. You're right. Let's be serious.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't freak out. Okay, so I'm just superstitious about numbers. Here, hold on. Get a piece of gum going here. I wonder if the nicotine is what's giving me headaches. What do you think about that?
I will not weigh in. I know
well,
that.
If you were in a boxing,
I know that.
If you were in a boxing match, you would have to. Get it? The weigh-in they do before the boxing match.
Save it for your fucking underpaid gigs, baby.
Hey, listen to me. If I worked four nights a week.
Okay, who cares? Stop. Carry on. I don't like talking about it.
All right, hold on.
Okay. Go ahead. Get that gum going. Oof. Ooh. Are we doing a podcast? Ah. Let me not put it in a minute before we start. Let me get it on the podcast. Why do you do it?
The other piece got dull.
Yeah, but didn't you know it was going to get dull? Oh, is this a cheapness thing? We have what? To like, you're like, I'd love to put my new gum in before I start the podcast, but this one still has 0.0001% nicotine in it. I've got to get it out.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm known for cheapness. That's what I'm known for. Really? Is that what
I asked a question. I said, is this a cheapness thing? Why wouldn't you, before we start the podcast, get your gum all ready and up in your upper lip before we start? Let's think about it. Why?
I was doing other things, getting a podcast ready. You know, my
chewing gum and doing something else is a sign of intelligence. Sorry, I put that on you.
So, this Saturday, I have to do a private show somewhere. You know, at a hotel in the room. You know, where they have shows. But it's for like a swingers, not a convention, but swinger
meetup.
Is that what it is? A swinger
meetup? I've done a swingers meetup before.
You have? Well, anyhow, so I did a swing. I have to do. So last night on stage, I go, ugh, sad. I got to do a swingers meetup. Okay, there was two couples in the front that I was fucking with throughout the night. They were 64.
They are listening because that's what a podcast is. It's something you listen to.
They've done their time, these mm-hmm. two couples. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Little out
I don't
of
know
shape.
What that means exactly, but I guess what you're saying is
they were a mess.
They can hit their wives now. Oh, what do you mean?
You know, a little out of shape. Maybe their hair isn't.
And so like you were mocking them?
No,
in that
no,
way?
Not at all. Not at all. Somebody had this horrible hat on.
What is the point of this?
So it's two couples, kind of a. So then I'm on stage at the end just fucking around. I go, oh, I got to do this show Saturday to a swingers meetup. I go, and they're all just going to be horrific.
They're going to look like these four.
I didn't say that. I go, they're all going to be horrific, just disgusting humans. And then they went, that's whatever. They got offended. I go, what's wrong? And they were swingers, those two couples.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, perfect example. But
you just told me before we started the podcast that you don't make fun of people's looks.
No, I didn't make fun. I said I was nice to him. I go, even twos can have a good time.
Oh, so that's not. Yeah, no, that's not making fun of someone's looks, calling them twos.
I didn't say anything about their looks. Maybe their clothing. Maybe that's their.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. No. You know what? You better go back to your 12-step meeting. Because you are lying. You are telling some untruths, Your Honor.
Anyhow, it was so much fun working last night. The place was great. I did like an hour and 15 minutes. I could have kept going. It was just fun. They were good.
What would you do with Florentine?
Yes, Florentine and Jameson.
And wait, they went on before you?
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
Why? Yeah, Florentine had to leave.
No, I was just wondering that I wouldn't appreciate somebody doing an hour and 15 before I had to go on.
Well, why the fuck would I middle or open? I'm fucking.
Well, Florentine's a headliner.
Yeah, he's a headliner, but he also had to leave. You know, to tell you the truth, I text Florentine yesterday and I said, do you want me to host Jameson Middle and you close, which would have been a good show either way. And he said no, because we've been there before. So we did a tag team. The owner brought up Jameson. He went up front, did fine. Brought up Florentine, and Florentine brought me up. I didn't like my intro. I think Florentine knows a better intro, but whatever. I should have scolded him, but I didn't.
And what was the intro? I think
I don't know.
Dying to know.
One credit, some credit. Who knows? I got so many. I guess because you have so many credits, it's hard.
But they're coming there to see you anyway, so they already know your credits.
I know. That's true. You're 100% true on that.
You 100% are, true?
You're 100. You're true on that mm-hmm. one. They are coming to see me.
That see, now that's not the saying. People say 100% correct or 100% right. I don't know. We might have to take you to jail.
It's 100. You can say 100.
Making up your own sayings.
You can say 100% true.
No, you don't say, when someone says something, you don't say that's 100% true. You don't say you're 100% true. So, and speaking of say, are you done that story?
Yeah.
Speaking of say, which was a terrific story, a lot of beginnings, no end.
I'm just saying, what's the coincidence that the two couples
were
in their 60s?
The saying is, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
Boy, you really fuck it up today.
a couple in their 60s.
Would be swingers?
Swingers. That's what I'm saying. What are the odds?
Well, you want to be a swinger.
I don't want
to
be a
swinger. You've begged me to go to these swinger bars or whatever our whole marriage.
I don't want to be with another woman.
No, I didn't say that.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, you want to change the subject?
No.
You want to put in another piece of gum?
Giggles. Oh, look, it's giggles.
I have such chapped lips.
You have a chapped lip. Oh, it's raggedy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What?
What were you saying? I don't know. I don't pay attention.
I don't remember. Oh, what was that tweet this morning? It made no sense.
Because no, it doesn't make sense if you knew the answer. Listen,
yes, if you knew what it meant, it would make sense.
I wrote, from where?
From where? What is that? Okay, the tweet was, it's 70 degrees. Do you know where your children are? From where?
Then I put question mark. Then I put from where question mark.
Yeah, okay, so.
Do you want me to give you the answer?
I want you to write things that make sense. So many things. Like, people will text them to me and be like, what? Is he having a stroke?
I guarantee somebody will know the answer. You can't figure it out. It's 70 degrees.
Do you know where your children are? From what? Are you saying, what's that saying from?
Yes.
Okay, that's the part. We don't even understand what you're saying. It could be like, from what is...
From where? I put... Because you're used to
You would say, what is this saying from? There used to be a movie.
Do you know
where your children
are? I'm trying to make it as hard as I possibly can.
Yeah, because but people don't even understand what you're asking.
There's somebody out there that understands. I wrote, it's 70 degrees, you know where your kids are. From what? And there used to be a public service announcement on television. It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are?
Right. Okay.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes. Yes. Okay. But I'm telling you. And then there was a movie that said it. But
what movie?
I don't know. Maybe Scream or something. But listen, it's the for what? From what?
From what? From what did I get this from?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But nobody understood what you were asking. So you would have to say, what is this saying from?
That gives it away. Nobody wants to know what the saying's from. Then you're saying, oh, okay, that's easy. But if you go from what?
But then you're not even asking the question. People aren't answering your question. They're just being like, what are you?
If you are a very good investigator.
No, listen to me.
You don't get it.
No, you don't understand. You're not presenting the question properly.
Yeah, I don't want to say from where's the saying from because then that gives it away that it's
well,
a,
from
another
what
saying.
Is still like people
from what a commercial. That's from what? From what? Oh, from that commercial.
But it could be like where your kids are from what?
It doesn't. You gotta think. That's what I make it hard to think. All right.
Hey, you listen. You got like four. When I read it, you had every single person was like, are you okay? What the fuck does this mean? What's wrong with you?
And then the one person will get it and I'll go, whoa, that fucking person.
No,
gets
but
it.
That's
all.
Like the first part, people go, oh, I know what that's from, but what's this from what mean?
If I say,
I'm going to shoot you in the face. I hate you so much. I really hate you so much.
Why? You don't get it.
Because, no, you're like, it's honestly, it's like talking to a brick. Like, you never go like, oh, I can see how people might misconstrue that or that doesn't
I don't care how they misconstrue
it. I know. You're just like, you're like a, there's a part of your brain that's like.
That has a headache.
Okay, I'm sorry that you have a headache.
Go ahead.
But that won't acknowledge anything anyone else is saying. You won't try to understand what people are saying to you.
Please.
Get a hair hanging down.
Oh, so my hair's raggedy now?
I like your hair with less product in it.
Listen, I get what you're saying.
Oh, there you go. Good, 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 good.
Just to move on, but...
Oh.
here's the thing.
Why does this have to be so close to that?
Look, you look very pretty. Your haircut is amazing. It's almost like, remember how like those old models like Twiggy and stuff used to wear their hair back in like the little flip at the bottom? I like that. You know, the little...
I cut like 5 inches off it.
Hold on. Hold on.
You don't know how to whistle?
Yeah.
Can't do it with a gum?
Oh, man. I can never be someone's mother. Get it? You get that one?
Where's that from?
Do you know where that's from?
No.
You know? You know?
No.
The famous painting, Whistler's Mother.
Oh. You're so dumb.
I'm not dumb. I'm pretty smart. Because I don't leave the clues that you would leave in a tweet. I make people work for it. That's all. We're different. You tweet with all with three of the four clues. I don't leave clues. And if you get it, you get it.
You don't ever get my tweets.
I always get your tweets. I don't follow you. Come on. You don't think that was pretty good?
No, that's mean.
Oh, God.
But
Jesus.
I retweet you and stuff. You never do.
I do. I definitely always stick up for you or block people that say something mean. They say anything mean. What?
But I get hardly any mean tweets.
I know. You're likable. People like you.
I don't say that to be like, whatever. I really don't.
I know, because you're, like I said, people, you are a good tweeter. People retweet you. You know, I might get 30 retweets. You get 2,000.
No, retweets or likes?
Favorites, likes, whatever. Likes. You know, I might get 30 or 20. You get, you know, tons of them. But I don't get a lot of likes because my stuff is very, very in-depth and complicated. And I'm
yeah, a lot of times you don't use any punctuation. You do that on purpose, right?
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Men Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
I only use it when it's needed. These are tweets. They're not.
You don't even think of them as tweets. You think of them as
riddles.
Tests. Yeah.
They're riddles. And yeah, some are good.
You should block anyone who doesn't get your tweet. I went and looked at my blocks the other day. Like, I didn't realize you could do that.
I taught you that.
No, you didn't.
Remember when I showed it to you?
Well, I didn't remember.
Go ahead.
But I blocked people that I didn't mean to block. There's a lot of people in there that I didn't.
Oh, look at you talking, saying I've done that when you've done that.
Yeah. Mistakes.
I can't go through all the people I block because I blocked 2,000.
Yeah, I only blocked 200.
So. Oh, well, you don't get the harassment I get.
No.
And whatever.
Probably because my tweets make sense. People get upset if they can't understand a tweet. They come at you.
So somebody called me yesterday to be involved in this golf tournament. So I said, okay, I'll help you with. Then I just put a tweet out, you know, hey, might have this golf tournament. Who's interested?
Yeah.
Just to get a feel. To get a feel. Then I was talking to that person, and that person's going, you know, we just kind of want celebrities, you know, this and that. And I go, it's months and months away. I was just putting out a feeler, that's all. But now they go, you know, because they asked me to be on this committee, but I don't know if I want to do it. And I said to them, you know, this is a pretty big tournament, and they're going to raise a lot of money for a good cause. I said, I don't know if I want to be on your committee. I mean, listen, I don't want anything I've ever said in my, you know, on radio or in the past, which I don't care about now, to hurt your tournament. She goes, oh, that doesn't fucking matter, because one, we're raising money for a good cause, which it is, and I really haven't said anything that could hurt my career or anybody's thing, but it's just don't find any little thing. You know, people are going back into what stuff you've said on radio, or and they edit it too to make you look bad. You know, it's whatever. So,
did you hear about that?
What?
Basketball player. that said an anti-Semitic remark.
No, another one? Is there
something
a new one?
Something Myers? Oh. You know this guy?
No, how old?
I had to like, I didn't know anything about him.
What did he say?
He was playing a video game and he said kike.
What do you mean?
And he got like, he's trending on Twitter and he's in, you know, got a lot of trouble. But it is weird because those, you know, you play basically publicly.
A video game you play publicly?
Well, you put it out on Twitter.
Was he saying that to another person?
I guess he's playing someone, you know, maybe a friend. They put it out. I don't know how it works. I honestly don't play, but on Twitch or something, you know. And then he was like, get out of here, you fucking K-bastard. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the word myself.
Yeah, if you're explaining a story.
Well, but people have been fired for doing that.
For telling stories?
For re-saying what someone else said. Like a journalist got fired for using the N-word that way.
He was quoting somebody.
Uh-huh.
It's just, we're just going down a rabbit hole. Have you ever heard that saying?
No, you made that up.
Yep, headed down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's weird that people, honestly, it feel like you can't, I don't know, it seems so crazy to try to like police everybody's words, past, present, and future. It's like, well, nobody's perfect. People make mistakes. And, you know, I don't think people should use, you know, bad language per se, but it's like, and that guy, I guess, has some history of racism anyway.
Racism or anti-Semitism?
Well,
or both?
No, he wouldn't kneel. He, you know, some.
Was he a white player?
Yeah.
That said it?
Uh huh.
Did I say kike, a white player? Oh.
Why? Was that make a difference?
Well, no, it doesn't make a difference, but, and this is generalization and stereotyping, but when you said basketball player, the first thing that came to my mind was a black dude,
right?
Because there's not too many prominent,
right,
or outgoing, or I mean, I don't follow basketball now anyhow, so I wouldn't know. I only know from the past. Mm-hmm. But when you said basketball player, I guess it is stereotyping. The first thing that came to mind was a black dude, but then I thought video games, anyhow. So.
I mean, I guess I should say his actual name because I might be saying the wrong name.
So.
Myers Leonard.
I don't know. What did he say, right?
He said the K word.
Oh, the K word?
Mm-hmm.
Kettleball?
Mm-hmm. He was, no, against anti-Semitic.
The K word. See, even you're scared.
I know, because it's like, but the thing is that like, I don't know. I don't think it, like, let's say like it becomes where.
Is he on a pro team or is he just some?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I think he's on a pro team.
Then he's going to come out and apologize. Hey, I was wrong. I'm not that kind of person. Da, 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 da. Shut up.
He vows to make amends. He's banned by Twitch, dropped by Scuff and Origin PC. I don't know what those are. And indefinitely suspended by the Miami Heat.
Wait,
all for slurring a game of Warzone. Let this be a lesson to young gamers, streamers, and pros as gaming continues to be more mainstream. But, like, trash talk used to be a thing like,
wait,
that people
I don't
did.
Know
and now you can't even trash talk anymore.
I don't know. You draw the line on trash talk. Well, but
I listened to the thing, and it's like, I get it. It's not a cool thing to say, but the way that he said it does fall under like where you're like, I've said like, you fucking cunt when I've been playing video games or whatever. It
well,
felt
listen,
the same as that.
It's look at Justin Thomas, the golfer, when he missed that putt. He lost millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he missed
God, that's bad.
And I'm sure he's not anti-gay.
I gotta move back.
Well, I'm not sure.
It's like every time I look, my face is like right up at the camera.
I'm not sure he's, but I wouldn't imagine he's, you know, whatever. Look, here's the thing, folks.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to change the world. It is what it is. You got to fucking just, you know, everybody in this world isn't a loving, caring, good person.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the bad people, the people you don't agree with, or just like someone told me on Facebook or Twitter, don't focus on the negative, focus on the positive. You think if this person apologizes, this and that, and he goes to woke classes, he's going to, look, you are what you are. You're, most of you are a product of your environment. You grew up like this. You're set in your ways. Fuck it.
But also, like, we spend so much time taking down things that don't matter anymore. Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. That guy, some people were saying he does have a problem with that. So I don't want to like defend the guy.
Wait, with Jews or with?
With racism.
And blacks, general, Jews and yeah. blacks. Well, that's because they're probably, whatever.
I'm just saying it's like there are people out there that are really like damaging, you know, and bad people.
Yes.
It's like, let's
go after that. Go yes. after, you know, you don't go, you know. I mean, if he is
a royal family, go after the royal family.
No, 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 no.
You defended the royal family when I was like, they're horrible. And you were like, you can't believe her. But Meghan Markle.
Well, you don't know. There's two sides. You don't know exactly the truth. And I didn't see the interview. I don't follow it. All I know is they have beautiful castles, beautiful artwork, and they're the royal family. All right. It is, you know, there's princes and princesses all over this fucking world in so many countries. This prince, you know, is worth this or that.
Well, you don't think that there's racism kings. In the royal family?
If there is, what are you going to fucking do? You're going to take away their castle? You're going to take away their artwork?
No, but you could say it.
You could say there's racism? Yeah, you could say
whatever.
Which
is all she did. She just told her story. She's like, hey, I left the royal family because there's racism, you know?
She left the royal family. She was not part, she was brought into the royal. You don't leave.
Well, Harry left.
It's like if I was invited to a party and I brought you and you go, I'm leaving, nobody would care because they invited me. They didn't invite you.
Sometimes people invite you just so I'll come.
You know what I'm saying. So, and I'm not saying the royal family's great. I don't fucking know. I don't follow it. I just watch The Crown. And all I know is from The Crown, that lady who plays the queen is fantastic. The second queen. Fantastic. She doesn't, you know, I like her. The second lady.
I think the guy who plays Charles is so good.
Yes. So I don't know enough about the royal family. I was in the Buckingham Palace gift store and I bought, you bought me soap and a towel. Maybe I didn't go. You went. But I have soap and a towel from the Buckingham gift store.
Where is it?
Buckingham Palace?
No, where?
The soap is right in my bathroom.
Oh.
You want me to go get it? I've had that for 15 years. I don't use it. It's from Buckingham Palace. Why would I use
it? Where's the towel?
I don't know. The towel's somewhere.
I think you use the towel for golf.
No, not the Buckingham Palace towel. It's a white one. So.
No doubt. There's nothing black in Buckingham Palace.
I don't know enough about the royal family. I don't know enough about Meghan, what's her name, Markle?
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name, Prince Andrew?
Harry.
Harry, who's Andrew, his brother, right?
Right.
I don't know anything about it. I didn't see the...
Kate and, is it Andrew?
I don't know. I didn't see the interview.
I never cared about the royal family at all, one bit. I didn't care less about them until we started watching The Crown.
Yes. Look, they are, like I said, you
go. Does the royal family watch The Crown? They have to, right?
I would. If they were doing a series about me, I mean, I would, you know.
It's not terribly flattering.
What they do, good stuff and bad. I don't know. I mean, I don't. I'm not from there. I don't follow it. All I know is they have great artwork. Holy shit. That's all I care. Look at those frames and all the rooms and the art. Do you know the where they live? Oh, I knew it before and I forget. They have like 775 rooms. That's a little.
The Windsor Castle?
Is it Windsor Castle or Buckingham Palace? Yeah, Windsor Castle, I guess. All I know is it's a great show. I don't follow.
You keep saying
it.
All I know.
That's all I know. I can't. I shouldn't even give my opinion on it because the royal family, people in England could maybe despise them and have resentment or anger, or they could love them. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is beautiful artwork. That's all I know. Could you imagine if they gave us some of those paintings? Because I, as much as I say how much I like their artwork, they probably have a bunch in the attic that they're not using. And they go, you know what?
I know they listen to our podcast.
Yes. Yes. You know. Yeah, and all the characters on the show. But, you know, and someone on Twitter wrote a great thing. Or on Instagram or Facebook, and I can't quote it because I don't remember exactly. But Oprah and what's his name, Prince? Which one is he? Andrew?
Harry?
Harry. They're sitting there complaining about this or that. You know, they're fucking billionaires and millionaires, and they're playing the victims. Someone said on, you know, these two playing the victim. Shut up.
Well, are they playing the victim or
I don't know?
Were people constantly asking them for an interview, and then they finally relented? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know any of it. I'm just quoting.
Or if you were.
I shouldn't even mention any of this. Go ahead.
If you were, you know, Miss whatever, if you were, you know, taken out of context or misquoted or, you know, the press was like saying the wrong thing all the time about you, wouldn't you want to clear it up?
Yeah, you know
what? Even if you're rich, you'd be like, look, this isn't what happened.
I would love if I was doing.
People hate it when they're mischaracterized. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I cut you off.
No, go, please.
I would love to be doing radio and Ricky was there, Gervais, and get his opinion because he knows he lives there. What?
He's seen the outside of the castle in real life.
Yes,
we only see it on TV.
Yes, he knows. That's he's probably been in the castle. He's
that's
probably
like
been
somebody saying like you know more about what goes on in the Oval Office than, you know, someone in England. But you don't.
Oh, well, you don't think he knows more about it? He's probably been there. He's probably met the Queen. You kidding me? The
Queen probably fucking hates him.
Why?
I don't know. A lot of people do.
No.
She's just one of many.
No, there's a lot more people that like him than hate him. Look at how many followers he has on Twitter. Do not fucking ever talk about him like that. If you ever...
I'm just saying. It wouldn't be crazy to think that the Queen either doesn't know who he is or saw him host the Golden Globes and was like, too rough.
First of all.
Too rough for my taste.
How would the
Queen. I don't like it when people are that mean.
How would the Queen not know Ricky Gervais? He's a national treasure. He's probably.
I don't know if you know this, but they live in a fucking bubble, okay?
No, no. Oh, then you're saying, I wonder if they're watching The Crown. If they're watching The Crown.
The Crown, I'm sure they all sit around. Oh, they probably have to sneak it on their phone. They go in there.
No.
It's probably like some kind of royal decree.
Well,
no one shall watch The Crown.
Next time I do radio, if I do it with Ricky, I'm going to get his opinion. And whatever his opinion is.
You're going to believe
that's
it.
That's my opinion now.
Oh.
Except for the art. If he goes, I hate the artwork, I'll go, you're out of your fucking mind. Okay.
Maybe he's a Philistine.
No, no, he's not Middle Eastern. Mm. What's a Philistine? What the fuck? Someone that doesn't like art?
Yeah, so.
Get the fuck out of here. Someone that doesn't like art.
Okay, I'll look it up.
You just said the word without knowing what it meant.
I mean, it means somebody who doesn't, is dumb about art.
Well, not me. I'm pretty good at picking out good art.
A person who is hostile or indifferent to culture and the arts, or who has no understanding of them.
Well, you don't. Not Ricky.
You think he's a...
He's a fucking... Look at his shows. He knows art and creativity.
Well, I think he knows creativity, but he might not have any interest in art. I mean, he might not have the eye that you have. He might not know the three artists that you continually bring up to prove you know art.
First of all,
MC Escher, right? That's the one you bring up.
Yeah, he's abstract.
Whistler's mother, who... Do you know who painted that one?
Yes.
Who?
It wasn't Michelangelo did the ceiling. Rembrandt did Night Watch. Whistler's mother was it's on the tip of my tongue.
You'll never get
Not Picasso. Picasso was all abstract.
It's so easy to get. You can't get it.
Don't tell me.
I'll just give me the last name of the artist that painted Whistler's mother.
Oh, it's something Vincent.
Just give me the last name of the person who painted Whistler's mother. Just give me the last name of whoever painted Whistler's mother.
Oh, Whistler.
Yay! You got it. What? James Abbott McNeil Whistler.
Actually, I would have never got that.
Yeah, so, but now we know. You just say Whistler painted Whistler's mother.
Yeah, but that's...
You think, James Whistler.
Very famous painting. She's sitting there.
Rocking, right?
In a rocking chair. On the front porch of
and
her
who
home
are the
in
other,
Alabama.
Who are the other ones that you reference? Your other paintings?
Picasso, abstract, very abstract. Salvador Dali, very abstract.
Oh, you like abstract, but
no,
you don't.
No, I like watercolors. I like oil. I like water, and I like oil paintings. I love oil. Oil paintings are my favorite. Are you kidding me?
You're insane.
Do you know somebody? Night Watch, which is a famous Rembrandt painting. When in the museum there, someone came and slapped
this is we it. Like to call. What does Rich know about painting? We should do this every week where, you know, then we'll go like, what does Rich know about chess? You know.
Nothing.
What does Rich know
about? Oh, one of my favorite songs by Yes is about a chess game. It's called Your Move.
We're not doing it this week. That's next week. Save it
Your
for next
move.
Week.
Time and time and time again is captured. Okay, for
how about,
the queen.
How about what if we do 70s music?
Move me on to any black square. Use me if you want.
Okay, thank you.
That's
thank
yes.
You.
Your move about a chess game.
Okay,
listen
thank
to
you.
It. We got to go.
All right.
Whatever. We
call
go.
This one next, Philistine.
I'm coming up. I think it's next week. Yeah, next
Ricky
weekend.
Ricky G. Philistine.
Next week, I'll be at Bananas. In New Jersey next weekend.
Buy my book.
Buy her book.
It's called You're Better Than Me.
Buy her book. Cure My Headache.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.